I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. The first question virtually every newcomer to metal detecting asks when selecting a detector is, how deep does it go? Well, unfortunately, that's not an easy question to answer. Some detectors have great depth in some situations and poor depth in other situations. Let's look at some of the things that can affect the effective depth of a metal detector. Often, the most important factor in getting maximum depth is operator skill. A detecting pro with a cheap machine can outperform a beginner with an expensive detector almost every time. So for this discussion, let's assume we're talking about a skilled operator. The first variable in detector depth is the composition of the soil. The red ground you dig in the south is quite different from the black soil of the central states or the sandy soil of the west. Ground mineralization affects the depth of a metal detector, too. Generally speaking, the more iron in the soil, the harder it is to get good solid signals from sunken coins. Some detectors can punch through mineralized soil a lot better than other detectors, and some detectors have a control where you can zero out the mineralization in the ground. Other detectors are preset for standard mineralization. The wetness of the ground affects depth, too. Detectors go deeper when the ground is saturated. Hunting a few days after a heavy rain can often give you coins your detector missed when the ground was dry. Dry ground just doesn't pass electrical impulses as well as wet ground does. You know what I'm talking about if you've ever stood in a rain puddle and touched a live electrical wire. Youch! Another factor is the size of the object. Metal objects can be so small a metal detector doesn't see them at all, or they can be large enough that they can be found several feet away. I once dug a garbage can lid at 3 feet. The material the target is made of can determine depth. Some detectors seem to really lock in on silver, for example, and others are especially tuned at the factory to pick up tiny gold targets. The size of the coil on your detector affects its depth-seeking ability, too. A larger coil goes deeper, but a smaller coil is more sensitive to tiny objects that aren't so deep. A larger coil is harder to use, too, because it's more difficult to keep it level to the ground, and its extra weight tires your arm out faster. And you can't get a larger coil close to fences or other large metal objects. Finally, an isolated coin is a lot easier to detect than one that has junk near it or even over it, like a bottle cap or a pull tab or a nail. So the bottom line is there is no definitive answer to the question, how deep does a particular metal detector go? The question you should be asking is this: for what you want to do, coin shooting, relic hunting, water hunting, whatever, does your machine go about as deep as the other guy's machine in most situations? If the answer's yes, you're good to go. For more tips and tricks about metal detecting and treasure hunting, check out my website, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.